弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible.
今天晚上我们来查考要得神救恩的正路。
And so tonight we will study the topic, the right way to obtain the salvation of God.
我们今天在读圣经是读诗篇第五十篇。
And so according to our Bible reading schedule, we are reading Psalm 50 today.
昨天是读49篇。
And yesterday we read Psalm 49.
这几篇诗篇呢，都跟传统的诗篇不太一样。
And these two Psalms are different from the traditional Psalms.
49篇，它读起来好像传道书。
And when we read Psalm 49, it seems like it's like Ecclesiastes.
它好像箴言。
Or like Proverbs.
因为一般诗篇都会跟神祷告啊，跟神赞美。
Because most Psalms are praising God.
可是49篇，它就是说你们要来听。
But in Psalm 49, it says to listen.
听我所讲的智慧的话。
Hear the wisdom that I am speaking.
要想一想那个。通达的道理。
And to think about the teaching that is here.
这个就是要让我们可以醒悟的道理。
And so this is a song that helps us to understand.
那所以他整篇四十九篇，他就好像在讲一个道理，在训诲我们应该怎么样把人生的目标放在神的身上，而不是放在财富，放在这个世界上。
So this is a warning song that is teaching us that we need to not put emphasis of our life on the material gains, but on God.
如果我们能够按照神的引导，然后走这个人生的道路。
If we're able to follow the instructions of God and walk this way according in our life.
如果做我们引路的人。
If God is the one that is guiding our life.
那算是我们的神。
If he is our God,
那这样子我们 一定能够进入神的国。
Then for sure we will be able to enter into the king, into his heavenly kingdom.
我们最后的结局就是在神里面的荣耀。
And the conclusion is that we will be in his glory.
所以第四十九篇的第十五节说。
And that's why in Psalm 49 verse 15 it says,
有神的人。神必救赎我的灵魂，脱离阴间的权柄，他必收纳我。
But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me.
那这个就是行在神路上的人。
This is someone who is walking on the way of the Lord.
那另外一种人是走愚昧人道路的。
And there is another type of a person that walks on the way of foolishness.
这是第四十九篇的十三节。
And this is in Psalm 49, verse 13.
在，其实这个就是愚昧人的道路。
And this is the way of those who are foolish.
那走在上面的人，他们所讲的话，以后人还会很佩服、很欣赏。
And those the words that they say, their followers may still approve of their singing.
但其实最后他们是进入灭亡当中。
But at the end, they enter into destruction.
最后是死亡做他们的牧者。
And at the end, death will be like their shepherd.
但是如果我们是神做我们的牧者，我们最后就是脱离阴间的死亡。
But if God is our shepherd, then we are able to escape from this eternal death.
所以四十九篇它就是一篇道理。
So Psalm 49 is a teaching or instruction.
第五十篇
Psalm 50,
它是类似像一篇先知的信息。
Psalm 50 is like a message from a prophet.
是一篇预言的诗歌。
It is a prophecy.
所以它就好像神借着这个诗篇的作者，像先知的角色一样，在预告将来要发生的事情。
And it is like God, through this psalmist, is saying what is going to happen in the future.
所以诗篇有很丰富的内容。
So Psalms has a lot of different types of content.
在读第五十篇，就真的是像看到一个先知在讲话。
And in Psalm 50, it really is like a prophet that is speaking.
他也是讲同样一件事。
He is talking about the same thing.
要怎么样才能够得到神的救恩
？How we are we able to receive the salvation of God?
我们如果能够真的 知道神的心意，
if we're really able to know the heart of God,
我们能够照着神的指示来走人生的道路，
and we're able to follow in the instructions of God and how we walk,
最后
in our life,
我们必然会生出一个非常感谢的心，
then at the end we will come up with have a very thankful heart.
我们会发现我们的生命最重要就是能荣耀神，
and we'll find that the most important thing in our life is to give glory to God.
然后他要让我们得到他的救恩，
and so that we will be able to receive His salvation.
那就是胜过死亡，
this is to overcome death.
最后能够进入荣耀里，
so that at the end we can enter into glory.
五十篇的第二十三节，
Psalm 50 verse 23.
凡是以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
23. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God.
哦，那所以他最后有一个结论，
and so at the end there is a conclusion.
他告诉我们有一条正路，
He tells us that there is a right way.
那这条路我们如果按照神的指示 去走，
and if we walk on this way according to God's instructions,
神应许说要让我们得到他救恩，
God has promised to us that we will receive His salvation.
凡是神所说的应许必然实现，
and God's promises for sure will come true.
因为神是信实的神，
because He is a faithful God.
我们今天敬拜神最重要就是能够真的得到这个救恩，
and for us when we believe in God the most important is that we are able to receive this salvation.
所以诗篇第五十篇一开头他说是亚萨的诗，
in the beginning of Psalm 50 it says that is a psalm of Asaph.
亚萨是大卫的时代他所指定三个诗班的班长之一，
and he is one of the in the time of David Asaph is one of the three leaders in terms of him leading.
他们是在圣殿以诗歌颂赞神在服侍神的立位人，
and he is a Levite serving in the temple in terms of praising the Lord.
那他们是被指定出来的，
and so they have been appointed to do this work.
那他们当时候在圣经里面所扮演的角色其实也是像先知一样，
and so they play as sort of like a prophet in the Bible.
在历代志上或历代志下里面都有讲到这些立位人的家谱，
and in 1st and 2nd Chronicles it talks about the genealogy of the Levites.
历代志上二十五章就说明了当时候大卫他制定这个圣殿里面以诗歌来服侍神的这个制度。
And so in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, it is the genealogy of the musicians.
那就提到大卫分派亚萨、西曼跟耶杜顿三个人。
And so we see there are three men, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun.
那他们都是在用按照王的旨意来唱歌赞美神。
And so according to the will of the king, they praise God.
那他们要弹琴，要称谢，要颂赞。
And so they will play the harp and other instruments.
所以祭司在献祭，百姓到圣殿来崇拜的时候就有这些立位人在那里歌唱赞美神。
So as the priest is offering sacrifices and the people come to worship, there are these musicians that are praising the Lord.
他们其实不是只是在唱歌而已。
It is not just they are not only singing hymns.
第五节说。
In verse 5 it says.
他说这都是西曼的儿子吹角颂赞，西曼奉神之命做王的先见。
And it says verse 5, all these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God to exalt his horn.
他这里说是奉神的命做王的先见，那个先见其实就是像先知的角色。
And so it says that he is the king's seer, so sort of like a prophet.
那其实这三个人亚萨、西曼跟耶杜顿三个人都有同样的描述，这个是先见这个职分。
And so Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun all have this status of being a seer.
我们如果看历代志下二十九章，
if we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29,
那就会提到这个亚萨这个人。
Then it mentions Asaph.
历代志下
2 Chronicles
二十九章
29.
二十九章我们如果看第三十节
，look at verse 30.
三十节。
30。
西西家王与众首领又吩咐利未人用大卫和先见亚萨的诗词颂赞神，他们就欢欢喜喜的颂赞神，低头敬拜。
30. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped.
你就看到亚萨，他这里特别提到他是做先见的。
And so here it says Asaph the seer.
所以他所做的诗歌哈，基本上有一些就是含有这个预言的性质的，就好像一篇预言的信息。
And so the psalms that he wrote contain prophecies or messages within them.
诗篇五十篇
Psalm 50
是亚萨第一篇诗
is the first psalm of Asaph.
从七十三篇开始到八十三篇，连续有十一篇都是亚萨的诗。
And so, starting from Psalm 73 to 83, we have ten psalms of Asaph. 11 songs of Asaph.
所以在诗篇里面一共有十二篇是亚萨的诗。
So in total, in the book of Psalm, there are 12 psalms of Asaph.
那第五十篇就是最明显的是预言的诗。
And Psalm 50 is the most obvious that it is a prophecy.
它非常的有特色的。
Because it's very unique.
看回来第五十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 50.
第五十篇，它第一节到第六节，它就是在序言，就在做介绍。
Verse 1 to 6, it is a explanation.
这是神的。他要引起大家注意，说神要来了。
And this is to let everyone know that God is coming.
第一节说，大能者神主已经发言招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处。
Verse 1, the mighty God the Lord has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down.
第二节说，从全美的锡安中，神已经发光了。
Verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth.
第三节，我们的神要来，绝不闭口，有烈火和在他面前吞灭，有暴风在他视为大瓜。
Verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him.
第四节，他招呼上天下地，为要审判他的民。
Verse 4, he shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people.
第五节说，要召集我的圣民到我这里来。就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
Verse 5, gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
第六节，诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。
6, let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
这六节呢，就是在特别强调说，这个审判的主，公义的审判主要来。
And so these six verses specifically tell us that this righteous judge is coming.
他首先要来召聚跟他立约的这百姓。
And he is coming to call those who he has made a covenant with.
那这些百姓其实是用祭物跟神立约，用献祭的方式来表达他们愿意遵守神的约的这一群人。
And these people show that they want to keep this covenant through sacrifice.
那其实神也特别说他们是我的圣民。
And God says that they are His holy people.
那现在他的 saints， 他要来，神要来了。
And so God is coming.
他不闭口，他来的时候是会有大声音出现的。
But when He appears, there will be a loud sound because He is speaking.
那在他前面会有这个烈火，会有暴风，好像为他开路一样。
And before him will be a fire and a tempest, like it's opening a way for him.
就是在说明这位审判者出现的时候是非常威严的。
And to show that this is very serious for when this judge is appearing.
他是来审判他的子民。
He is here to judge his people.
这些子民是跟他立约，有约在身的人。
And these people are ones that have made a covenant with him.
然后他要施行审判。
He is going to judge them.
那当然审判就是审判这些民嘛。
And so he will be judging these people.
然后呢，这些天地就当陪审员。
And the heaven and earth will be the witness.
因为这些天地要表明神是公义的，神绝对不会判错。
Because they are there to see that God for sure is righteous.
然后之后他就要告诉我们说，他就要表达神到底要怎么审判 他这些民。
And they will express how exactly will God judge His people.
所以第一节到第六节就是一个序言，很详细的序言。
And so verse 1 to 6 is a calling or a opening.
把神的这个角色啊定义得很清楚。
And to make clear, what is the role of God?
这位神是谁？
Who is this God?
他是大能者。
He is a mighty one.
他其实也是这个天地的创造主。
He is also the creator of the heaven and earth.
然后他是跟百姓立约的这个救主。
He is the one that has made a covenant with the people, and he is their savior.
啊，然后他是审判主。
And he is a judge.
他最后就是像一个法官这样子来审判所有的人。
And at the end, he will be like a judge, and over all the people.
是，你看从。他是从日出之地到日落之处，表示全地在这个他所创造的这个宇宙当中，都要接受他的审判。
And so all things will receive his judgment.
好，那所以有了这个开头之后，接下去第七节以后
，And so from verse 7 onwards，
全部都是以神第一人称的方式来说的。
It's all in first person.
就好像神自己讲话。
It is like God is speaking.
所以这个诗篇的作者。他基本上是在这个神的灵的感动底下，在预言神将来要如何审判。
And so this psalmist, through the movement of the Spirit, is showing us what God will is doing, how God is doing His judgment.
这个时候就是提出要警告世人的信息。
And this is a message of warning for the people.
这个时候他所讲的话就很像以赛亚先知。或者是耶利米先知，他们当时候大声疾呼的那个样子。
And so these words that he speaks is similar to Prophet Isaiah or Prophet Jeremiah in their message.
今天神他留下这篇诗篇，其实要让我们首先要确定一个事实。
So this psalm is left for us to know this truth.
他是天地的主宰。
That he is the person in charge of the whole world.
起初他用他的话创造天地。
In the beginning, he used his word to create the world.
这个天地有个起头。
And this creation has a beginning.
这个天地将来有一个结束。
And at the end, there will be an end to it.
所以神最后要来把这个天地结束的时候，要做大审判。
And when God comes to at the end, he will be giving us doing a great judgment upon everything.
大审判来到的时候。
When the great judgment comes,
就是神跟他的百姓立约，最后要实现他应许的这个时候。
It's a time when he is going to fulfill the covenant that he had with his people.
最后要决定谁是能够真的进入神的国得救的人。
To know who is really the one that will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom and receive salvation.
得救一定是在这个物质世界之外很特别的一个灵性生命的。生或死的问题。
And so salvation is a very important question for us.
就是说，在这个物质上面，在今生的生命里，我们每一个人都会死亡，肉体都会死亡。
Because every one of us physically will die in the world.
今天信主得到救恩的人，肉体也会死，也会归于尘土。
Because for every one of us who believes in God, one day our flesh will go back into this.
不信的人也是一样。
Those who do not believe also the same.
过这个今生的日子。
After they have lived their number of years.
不信的人可能还过得比信的人更享受，好像更有荣耀。
And those who are unbelievers, they might live a life that seems more glorious.
因为他可以随心所欲，他想要做什么就做什么。
Because they can do whatever they want.
他今朝有酒就今朝醉，反正死了就没有了。
And they do whatever want because at the end, when death comes, it is there's nothing left.
所以就肉体上来说，信的跟不信的好像没有什么差别。
So it seems like as if you believe or do not believe, there's not much of a difference physically.
这是为什么第四十九篇说，这个愚昧人的道路，走在上面的人，他有时会讲一些很夸口的话，让后世人觉得很佩服。好像他这样走的路是对的。
And this is why those who walk on the way of those who are foolish, they might be saying things that are of praise, but at the end, this all leads to destruction.
但是真正的救恩不是在今生里面的。
But true salvation is not in this life.
救恩要真的决定的是在这个肉体的生命之外，在 灵性的生命里面是永活还是永刑。
But rather, this is related to our spiritual body, whether or not it is living or not.
所以我们人除了这个今生的生命之外，有一个灵性的生命。
So other than our physical life, we also have a spiritual life.
所以得救就是这个灵性的生命可以永远活着与神在一起。
And this salvation is allowing our spiritual bodies to live with God forever.
那这个就是永生了。
This is eternal life.
那跟这个永生相对的就是永远的刑罚，就是在圣经说用硫磺的火湖来描述那永远的痛苦。
And this eternal, the opposite of eternal life is eternal condemnation, which is expressed in the Bible as a fire that never ceases to burn.
所以这位神他最后要来做审判。
So our God at the end will judge.
这个审判就是要分出这个人生最后的两个节期。
And so this judgment is for our spiritual, our life's last decision.
所以我们一定要明白，今生其实只是暂时的。
So we need to understand that our physical life is only temporary.
当讲到救恩的时候，我们一定要把目光放在在一个看不见的这个永恒的生命里。
And when we talk about salvation, we need to think about what the spiritual light that and spiritual conclusion that we cannot see.
所以哥林多后书第四章。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
看哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
Verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
十七节说，我们这至善至轻的苦楚，为要成就我们极重无比永远的荣耀。
17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
18节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but things which are not seen are eternal.
这个就是我们今天要知道真正永存的是那看不见的。
So this is why today we need to know that what is really important is what we are unable to see.
在这个看不见的这个我们现在肉眼看不见的这个生命里面，能够与神同在才是永远的荣耀。
And that the things that which we are unable to see, if we're able to be with God in His glory, that is the eternal.
所以神的出现，神的再临是必然的。
And so it is for sure that God will come again.
主耶稣基督他第一次来到人间，以救主的姿态，很慈爱，很有怜悯的来传递这个信息。
So when Jesus Christ first came to this world, he came with a lot of love and mercy to preach this gospel.
他将再来。
But the second time when he comes,
再来的时候，
when he comes again,
就是威严的。
This is for punishment.
是天地都要震动的。
All heaven and earth will shake.
是众人，包括定他的人、辱骂他的人，最后要恐惧战惊，等候审判的日子。
All those who have mocked him and those who will be waiting for their judgment.
所以在他来以前呢，他就先发言召聚天下，先传警告。
So before he comes, he has already given us a warning.
他要从哪里出现？从哪里开始
？That where will he begin with？
这个审判从哪里出来呢
？Where does judgment begin？
五十篇的第二节说：“从全美的锡安中，神已经发光了。
”It says in verse 2 of Psalm 50, "Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth."
是从他的圣山，从他的教会开始。
So it begins with his church, his holy
mountain. 所以其实审判一定是从神的家起手。
So the judgment of God begins within the house of God.
神他要来审判，我们第一个会先面对他的。
So when God comes to judge, we will be the first to face him.
因为神他很看重我们的。
Because God looks upon us very highly.
我们今天在世人眼前是一个见证人。
Because before all men, we are a testimony.
我们在人面前像一个光一样啊。
Before man, we are a light.
当神在审判的时候。
When God is judging.
他先审判他的这些百姓。
He will first judge his people.
这些百姓行得好的，真的照神的旨意过日子的。
And when the people have done well and do according to God's will,
其他人都在看，都知道。
All those around them know.
这样人可以得救。
they know that this person will be able to be saved.
有人是挂个名字的。
However, some only wear the name.
最后不能得救。
They will not be able to be saved.
让没有信人就看到了。
Those who do not believe are able to see this.
公义的神，他是不偏袒人的。
The righteous God will show no partiality.
所以神的审判最后让众人都没有话讲。
So the God's judgment at the end, there's nothing that man can say about it.
所以一个遵行神的旨意的人，他如果到最后勉强可以得救。
And those who are obedient to the will of God at the end will receive salvation.
就认识神的人，他就是这样子做到神最低的标准的，就勉强得救嘛。
And so because those who do according to the will of God, for sure they will be saved.
那不信的人最后有什么结局？他们一想就知道了。
For those who do not believe, they know what their conclusion will be.
所以圣经说审判从神的家起手。
So it says here that judgment will start from the house of God.
因为我们被神放在这个世界里面，像演员在演出神所要我们过的这个生命。
Because we have been put into this world to be as actors, to act out how God wants us to live our life.
让世人看得见。
To let all people around us see.
然后最后神就先审判这些人。
And then God will judge.
所以今天我们要先了解我们的身份。
So first we need to understand our status.
我们首先得到神的救恩的。
That we have received the salvation of God.
我们最后也会先被审判。
That means that we will also be the first to receive judgment.
那我们这些人，我们这些属神的民，其实在神眼中是圣民，是很尊贵的。
And so these people that we belong to God, these are very precious in the eyes of God. We are saints.
尊贵的人在这个世上是要醒悟的，不可以跟这个那个会灭亡的人过一样日子。
And so these saints, they have to live a different life than those people who live in the world.
第四十九篇的第二十节说。
In Psalm 49, verse 20 says,
人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就像死亡的畜类一样。
The man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beasts that perish.
我们今天是神跟我们用他的生命、用他的血跟我们立约的人，我们是有约在身的人。
Today we have a covenant with God.
我们一定要醒悟，就是应该明白。
We need to understand.
这个世界上的这个我们这个肉体的生命应该要怎么样活
？We need to understand how it is we should live our life in this earth.
绝对不能够再走世人的道路。
That we should not walk on the way of those who are foolish.
会觉得说啊，我有财富我就很满足，我就很有安全感了。
To think that oh I have wealth so I feel secure.
四十九篇的第六节说，那些倚仗财货、自夸钱财多的人，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄。
Psalm 49 verse 6 says, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, seven, none of them can by any means redeem his brother.
世人他依靠的就是财富。
The wealthy man relies on their wealth.
以为这个财富可以做什么
？Feeling that this wealth is they can do things for them.
但是我们已经醒悟，我们看透这个生命，看透这些物质的东西，我们明白重点在哪里。
But we understand what is really the main point in our life.
所以在尊贵当中，一定要醒悟，一定要知道这通达的道理。
And so that we really need to understand the truth that is in the Bible.
那这样子我们这今生哦，就很有价值。
So that our life on this earth will be of value.
所以我们先肯定我们自己是谁。
So we need to know.Who we are.
我们认识这位救我们的主，这位伟大的神。
And that we know who it is that saves us.
然后接下来看看他对我们的提醒。
And then to look at the reminders that he has given to us.
有两件事情在诗篇五十篇提出来的。
And there are two things that are brought up in Psalm 50.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
五十篇第七节，我的民啊，你们当听我的话。我以色列啊，我要劝诫你们。我是神，是你的神。
Psalm 50 verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
这里我要劝诫你，其实是神说我要责备你啊。
And so it says, Hear, O my people, I will testify against you. This is God rebuking them.
就是神已经观察记录，非常有很明显的证据，他现在要把它提出来，然后要指出错误在哪里。
So God has.
所以神不是随便说说的而已啊。
So God has already saw and seen what they have done, and so He's not just mentioning this.
他特别声明说我是神哦。
He says that I am God.
但是我这个神不是只是说啊是别人的神，是 你的神。
I am God, and I'm not just any God, but I'm your God.
是跟我们每个人都有关系的。
He's related to every single one of us.
所以这个这么伟大的天地的主，创造天地的万物的真神，他现在在意的是我们这个人跟他的关系了。
And this God that has created heaven and earth, He cares about the relationship that He has with us.
这个就是神跟人不同的地方。
This is the difference between man and God.
今天美国总统哪一个总统会在意我们每一个这个百姓你有什么问题？
And for example, this, the president of the United States, would he care about all of our problems?
就算他有那个心，他也顾不来，他也没办法。
Even if he had the heart, it's impossible for him to help us.
美国三亿多人口。
Because we have 300 million people
多少穷
人 in the U.S. How many poor are there?
里面有多少问题？
How many problems are there?
总统有办法管到你我们每一个人的生命吗？
What, will the president be able to help us in our life?
不会的。
No.
但是这位天地的主宰，这位真神
，But this heavenly God, this true God,
他掌握整个宇宙生命的存活。
He in his hand is the all of life and creation.
但是他却关心到我们每一个个体。
But he cares about every single one of us.
他要让我们每一个个体都能够进入他的国度。他说：“我是你的神。
”He wants every one of us to be able to enter into his heavenly kingdom. He says, "I am your God."
他在意的是每一个个体都能够。认定他是神，而且能够荣耀他。
He cares that every single one of us knows that he is God and that we will glorify him.
对他能够真的有心来敬拜。
So that we can really have the heart to worship him.
然后真的愿意听他的话。
And be willing to listen to his word.
这就是一开始神的宣告：我是神，我是你的神。
This is the very beginning of his calling, is that I am God, your God.
接下来神就开始要讲，要责备了，他开始就不客气了。
After that, he begins to rebuke.
他都用我说的哦。
He always
不是听说的，
says,
他自己看到的。
And I will, and this is because he saw it with himself and not what he, someone has told him.
第八节说，我不是因为你的祭物来责备你。
Says, I will not rebuke, verse 8, I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices.
也就是说，这些以跟神立约的这些圣民，他们也都是照神的吩咐，该献祭的时候，祭物就全来了，牛、羊、鸽子都来了。
Meaning that the people of God have always offered sacrifices when it was time.
神还特别说，你的燔祭常在我的面前。
Or your even your burnt offerings were which are continually before me.
那表示说，如果按照规矩来说，照律法，这些民非常的忠实的，照着规定该什么时候该带什么礼物来，他们都这样做了。
So if we look only according to the law, we can see that the people did accordingly.
神特别强调说，这些祭物我都看见了。
So God says, I have seen these sacrifices.
但是神看中的不却不是这些祭物。
But what he feels is important is not just these sacrifices.
神说，我如果饥饿哈，我不用告诉你啊。
And saying that
第十二节
in verse 12, he says, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you."
那第十三节说，我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢
？Verse 13, "Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?"
也就是说，神他今天要百姓。牵牛羊来献祭啊，来宰杀流血。
And so God if God wants His people to bring these offerings of the bull and the goats.
然后把这个肉放在坛上，把它烧掉，像馨香的火祭献给神。
And to put these offerings as a sacrifice before God and its aroma for Him.
神不是真的要去在意这些肉，然后要在意这些动物的血。
God actually does not truly care about this flesh or this blood.
这些百姓他们都做，他们都把这个祭牲带来了。
Because the people of God have already done this, they have brought the offering to God.
但是神却要责备他们。
But God still wants to rebuke you.
问题在哪里呢
？Where is the problem?
第十四节说
，Verse 14 it says,
你们要以感谢为祭献给神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
Verse 14, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
十五节，便要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
15, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and shall glorify me.
这里其实第七节到第十三节是神的责备。
Actually, from verse 7 to 13 is the rebuke of the Lord.
14节到15节是神的指示。
14 and 15 is the instruction of God.
所以神是最好的老师。
So God is a great teacher.
他用心观察完之后。
After he has examined carefully.
他有 百姓有错误，他就直接的责备他们。
He whatever error that the people have, he rebukes them for it.
他没有说讲好听的话，你们做的不错。
He doesn't say words that just sound good, that oh you did pretty well.
他有话直说，就是错。
He will say what is wrong.
错了之后怎么办
？What do you do after it's wrong?
接下去要改。
After that, you have to change. What will you? How can you change?
那从神的指示怎么做，就知道他们错在哪里。
And so, based on the instructions of how to change, we can see where their error is.
所以第七节到第十三节，当时候神责备的百姓的原因呢
？And so the reason why God rebukes them from verse 7 to 13.
就是当时候神的百姓以献祭这个方式。以为神真的在意的这些祭物、这些规定
，is that the people thought that God cared only about the whether or not they follow the rules and regulations of how to offer.
他们觉得他们把这些祭物拿来给神很不错了。
They already felt that they did a pretty good job of bringing their offerings to God.
其实神跟百姓立约，他的重点是要百姓能够有一个感谢的心，知道这一切其实都是神赏赐的。
And so actually, however, God wanted them to offer in knowing that whatever they have is thanksgiving, that God is the one that blessed them with it.
神不需要人的供养。
And God doesn't need us, to, the man, to feed him.
神没有缺任何东西，需要人把这些礼物来带给他。
God is not lacking anything that we have to bring presents to him.
可是人却把重点放在我把礼物带来给神，神应该要高兴才对啊。
And so, however, the emphasis of man is that, oh, I have brought this present for God. God should be happy.
但是人在这个过程当中缺了一个感谢的心。
In the process of this, they lose a thankful heart.
他不知道神立约的重点在哪里。
They have forgotten the main point of this covenant with God.
神所要的其实是要百姓了解以色列人这群人如果不是神的救赎他们早就已经灭亡了他们没有生命他们不会存活
God wants to remind them that without God these people would have died already they would not have been able to survive without the help of God
所以这里神要提出一个重点
So God is bringing out a main point here
他跟我们立约
He has made a covenant with us
这个约其实要让我们了解如果没有神的救赎我们人没有一个活
And this covenant is to show that without his help, none of us will be able to continue to live.
出埃及记的二十四章是最初神跟借着摩西跟百姓立约的信息。
And Exodus 24 is one of the first covenant that God makes with his people.
这是神用他大能的膀臂把这群当奴隶的人呢，把他带出来。
And so through his power, he brought this group of people who had been slaves.
然后把他们带到了这个西乃山下。
And he brought them to the bottom of Mount Sinai.
神跟他们显现。
And God appeared to them.
然后第二十四章的第三节，神把他的命令典章都述说给百姓听。
And Exodus 24 verse 3, then God said his judgment and words to them.
当然是透过摩西在讲的。
Of course, this is through Moses.
但是当时候百姓听完之后，他们说我们要遵循神的话。
But after saying these, Moses said these the words of God. The people said that we will do what God has told us.
其实，在十九章出埃及记，神降临在西乃山的时候，就跟百姓说：“我救你们出为奴之家。”
Actually, in Exodus 19, God had already told them, "I have saved you from out of Egypt."
我要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
你们要成我的民。
You will be my people.
你们做能够听我的话。
If you're willing to listen to me,
你们就成为圣洁的民。
Then you will be a holy people.
是属我的国度的百姓。
You will be a people of mine.
所以他们是在神的拯救之下才得存活的人。
And it is through the salvation of God that they were able to remain.
然后神把他的心意向他们表明。
And God shows His heart to them.
跟他们写契约。
He makes a covenant with them.
就是说，如果你们这样做，我就要大大祝福你们。
Saying that if you do this, then I will bless you.
你们就是我的民，我就是你们的神。
I am your God, and you are my people.
所以这个约的重点是要让他们懂得感谢神。
And so the purpose of this covenant is for them to know to thank God.
然后让他们可以从心里面愿意顺服神的话。
And to from their heart, and to be able to thank God from the bottom of their heart.
因为神，他透过这个约啊，这个献祭这个约。其实，如果仔细想起来，是很繁琐的，很详细的。
And if we think about this covenant that he has made, it's actually very detailed.
但是，他这些详细都有它的意义的。
But all these details have their meaning.
神不是故意去刁难百姓，让他们有 hard time.
It's not just for God to make the his people have a difficult time.
因为他不能够把它变成很简单。
Because it's impossible for him to make it very easy.
因为神的方式就是要训练百姓顺服他。
Because God's training is for his people to be obedient.
如果真的会感谢神的,
for those who are truly able to give thanks to God,
就会把神的话觉得很简单。
They will feel that the word of God is
心里面如果不顺服的, 再简单的都觉得很繁琐。
For someone who is rebellious in the heart, no matter how easy the law is difficult to be obedient.
不是这样子吗?
Isn't it like this?
今天做父母亲的如果告诉孩子要做什么事,
for example, for us who are parents today, if we tell our children to do something,
那个孩子如果心里是顺服的,
if the child is being obedient,
他就很简单, 哦, 这样做, 就是这样, 这样说, 就这样做啊,
and just think, oh, this is just how to just do it.
一点都不会觉得很, 很麻烦,
you won't think that this is something very difficult.
但是如果心不想顺服的,
but if your heart is not willing to submit,
就算拿到垃圾出去倒都觉得怎么这么说, 这个时候要叫我去做事,
and just when they tell you to take out the trash, you might think, why are they telling me to do this at this time?
再怎么简单的命令, 他都觉得是一个重担,
no matter how easy an order is, they will feel that it is such a big burden.
所以有感谢的心才会顺服。
So it's only if you have a thankful heart that you'll be willing, able to be obedient.
如果能够感谢神, 今天如果没有神, 我们今天就没有这一切。
Without God, we won't have anything that we have.
所以我们能够照神的话, 把这些神所说要带来的礼物我们带来了。
So when we bring according to what God has instructed us to bring,
我们实际上是觉得很感谢神有这个机会, 让我们能够为神做这些事情。
We'll feel very thankful that we have this opportunity to do this work for him.
我们心里面是充满喜乐的。
Our heart is filled with joy.
而不会反过来跟神邀功说, 神啊, 我对你做这么多事情, 难道你都没有看见吗?
And we won't feel that, oh God, we've done so much for you. Is it that you haven't seen it?
你怎么才, 我跟你要求这个, 怎么都还没有给我回答呢?
I've asked you for this and this and this. How come you have never responded?
所以今天神透过诗篇其实告诉我们一个道理。
So through Psalms, God is telling us this message.
他说要以常常以感谢为祭献给神。
We need to sacrifice thank offerings to God.
就是神要我们他这个对他感谢的心。
So we need to give God a heart of thanksgiving.
有感谢的心, 做出来的事情就很美。
If we do it with a heart of thanksgiving, then it will be very beautiful what we do for him.
神要的不是说你要把它做得很完美。
It's not that God wants to do it very perfectly.
因为我们人不完美。
Because man is not perfect.
但是有感谢的心, 做出来的事情, 虽然有瑕疵, 却也是美的。
But the things that we do with a thankful heart, even though it might not be perfect, but God is still beautiful.
那我们就会很对这个至高者非常的敬畏。
And so then we will fear and honor this creator in heaven.
我们知道神要的就是我们的心而已。
Because we know that what God wants is our heart.
我们有心的时候, 我们就会进步。
If we have the heart, then we will improve.
我们现在做得不够好, 我们会越来越好。
If we, even though we don't do it well now, we will, as we continue, we will improve.
所以以感谢的心献给献祭物给神是非常关键的。
So it's very important that we are able to offer with a heart of thanksgiving.
看诗篇107篇。
Let's look at Psalm.
这个道理在诗篇一直重复出现的。
This message is repeated in the book of Psalm.
诗篇107篇。
Psalm 107.
第22节。 愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。
Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing.
就是说，当我们会知道说神拯救我们，他神赐给我们这一切，哇，我们就会感谢，会常常去赞美他的。
And when we know that God has given us this so many blessings, then we will have this heart to praise him.
我们的嘴巴, 一定会讲感谢的话。
Our mouths will say words of thanksgiving.
那个污秽的言语不敢出口。
We will not be able to say words that are not
dirty
words.
我们一定会很小心我们的舌头。
We'll be careful with our tongue.
所以我们在患难的时候, 当我们遇到患难的时候, 我们求告神, 我们的求告就发生功效。
And so when we are in trial, we can cry out to God.
所以神说, 你在患难之时求告我, 我就搭救你。
So that's why God says that if we cry out to him in times of distress, then he will be there to listen to us.
然后你就要来荣耀我。
And then it's in this time that we will glorify him.
我们会把一切的恩典功劳都归给这位神。
And that in all our blessings, we will be given to be able to give it to God.
我们会发现这位神是最伟大的。
We will know that this God is the greatest.
真的是我们的避难所，我们的力量，我们的拯救。
He is our refuge and our salvation.
我们不会去凸显说人有多重要。
We won't focus on how a man is so important.
不会认为说这是因为有某某人帮助我，有什么好医生来让我怎样，我才会怎样。
We won't think that, oh, it's because this person helped me or because of this doctor that I am like this.
而是一切都是从神来的恩典。
But that all things are a blessing from God.
这是从心里面的颂赞。
This is a thanksgiving that comes from the heart.
那一定讲出来的话就是感谢的话。
And the hearts that, and the words that we speak out will be words of thanksgiving.
这是当神当时对他的百姓的责备。
And this is... And this is instruction and rebuke from God to His people.
从16节开始,
starting from verse 16 onwards.
现在神对恶人说,
God
你怎么敢传说我的律例, 口中提到我的约呢?
But to the wicked God says, right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth.
看起来现在, 这所谓的恶人就是不认识神的。
And this, it seems like this wicked person is a person that doesn't know God.
但是这些人却外表上看起来是好像很虔诚。
But however, outwardly they appear very fervent.
因为他们的口也会提神的约啊。
Because from their mouth they declare God's statutes.
但是第17节, 他的内心其实是恨恶管教的。
But in verse 17 says that however in their heart they hate instruction.
是把神的原理丢在背后的。
And they cast the God's words behind.
不会把神的话存在心里面的,
and they don't store the word of God in their hearts.
然后呢, 他是跟盗劫同伙的人,
and they are with a thief.
是跟行奸淫的人一同有份,
就是行一些淫乱的事情的, and they are partaker with adultery.
舌头是讲谎话的,
their mouth say lies.
是毁谤兄弟去咒骂父母亲的,
they speak against their brother and slander against their own mother's son.
这些人这样做, 好像生活也过得很好啊。
So even though they do this, it may seem that their life is so okay.
神也没有处罚我啊。
God didn't punish them.
所以你说神在哪里？
But, so where do you say God is?
但是第21节,
Verse 21, it says,
你行了这些事, 我还闭口不言, 你想我恰和你一样。
These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you.
但其实, 其实我要责备你, 我要把这些事情都摆在你的面前。
I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
这就告诉我们说, 将来神要把一切都摊开在我们面前跟世人眼前。
And so this tells us that whatever we do, God will lay it out before our eyes.
我们所做的事情没有一件事能隐藏的。
Everything that we have done, there's nothing that can be hidden from our eyes.
包括我们的心思意念,
from our thoughts and our hearts, all of this is open before His eyes.
我们千万不能够误会神, 把神的沉默当作神, 不care, 不管。
So we can't take God's silence as saying that God doesn't care.
神沉默没有讲话, 表示神只是在忍耐。
God's silence is just means that He is holding it.
但是他一定会审判。
But at the end, for sure, He will judge.
他审判是按照他的时间。
And His judgment will be according to His time.
所以当神都不讲话的时候, 我们更要小心了。
So when God doesn't speak, we have to be more careful.
有时候我们觉得说我做什么事没事啊。
We might feel that, oh, I've done this, and we did nothing happen.
我做了这些好像圣经说不可以做的事, 我过得很好, 神也都人家也不知道啊。
I've done things that was against what the Bible has told us, but it seems that nothing has happened.
小心, 这就是最危险的时候。
This, we have to be careful. This is the most dangerous time.
当神闭口不言的时候,
when God is quiet.
其实我们就有祸了。
That means that there's judgment coming.
就好像做父母亲如果处罚孩子,
for example, when a child, a parent punishes their child,
你父母亲就把他记起来, 都不讲话。
And the parent doesn't say anything.
他如果会,
just remember.
做错事就跟他骂一骂, 这个其实孩子知道自己做错了。
他就会小心啊。 And however, when they say it and you tell them, then they will, their child will become more careful.
不要讲话。 让他以为说他没事, 他就一直累积他的错误。
And if you don't say anything, then the child will slowly collect in their wrongdoings.
到那一天你没办法忍耐的时候, 他就糟糕了嘛。
Because until the point when you can't hold it in anymore, they're in big trouble.
神, 他也在管教我们。
God is also correcting us.
所以神不有不言的时候, 不是说神不管。
So there are times when God is silent doesn't mean that He does not care.
其实神要责备, 神都把他记起来的。
Actually, God will discipline,
时候到的时候,
but He has remembered it.
他就要一起来算账。
And when the time comes, He will count the cost.
那个时候, 就很难算了，这个时候人就承担不起了。
And it's at the time when he is judging that we will not be able to stand.
所以也就是说，我们有时候会忘记神的这个公义。
So sometimes we forget about the righteousness of God.
第二十二节说：“你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。”
In 22, now consider this, you for who forget God, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver.
这一段神的责备，他讲一个道理。
So here, this rebuke is talking about.
这个道理就是说，我们今天绝对不能够成为一个假冒伪善的人。
And this is telling us that we should not be a hypocrite.
不能够嘴巴讲得很好听。
So we can't just say words that sound pretty.
但其实我们做的跟这个我们所讲的，根本就是两回事。
But what we say and what we do are completely different.
他说这种人其实是不配来传讲神的话。
This type of person is not able to speak the word of God.
不值得，这都是他。
It's not worthy.
对，他不能够来讲神的话。
And he cannot.
神的律例的。
To speak the law of God.
哦，所以神主耶稣在马太福音第十五章说。
And that's why in Matthew chapter 15.
马太十五章。
Matthew 15.
十五章第七节。
Matthew 15 verse 7.
假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
Verse 7. Hypocrites, while did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 8, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. 9, and in vain they worship me, teaching as a doctrine the commandments of men.
这里特别提到说，用嘴唇敬拜，但是心却远离神的。
Here it talks about how they worship with their mouth, but their heart is far.
心远离神表示把神的道理丢到背后，他根本不是把它放在心里面，话是。神的话是在嘴巴讲给别人听，但是不是讲给自己听。
So their hearts are far from God, meaning that what they say and what they do are for are not matching, and what they say is for other people to hear.
最后神说，这些人所有的做的一切事情都是枉然，神根本就不看的。
And so it says that at the end, all of these are in vain, and God will not look upon them.
最后神还要拿出来审判的。
And at the end, God will take all of these and judge them.
所以从五十篇，我们要很小心我们的行为。
So from Psalm 50, we have to be very careful of our actions.
我们既然是称为信神的神的民，我们讲说神的恩典的。
And so even though we are people of God, we have received the blessing of God.
我们要很珍惜神给我们管教。
We have to really cherish the discipline of God.
要把神的话语记在心里，不是把它丢在背后。
And to remember the word of God in our heart and not to throw it behind us.
要注意我们跟什么样人交往。
To know, to take care of what kind of people that we are around.
要小心我们嘴巴所讲的话语。
We need to be careful of the words in our mouth.
因为这个我们的每一件事情，我们的每一句话，神最后都要审问。
Because everything that we do, all of our words, God will judge.
最后，神提出一个指导。
Lastly, God gives us an instruction.
第二十三节说，还是一样，以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
Verse 23, whoever offers praise glorifies me.
当我们会感谢神的时候，
if we're able to give thanksgiving to God,
就是说我们真的是把神的道理记存记在心，把它行出来的。
That we really have put the word of God in our hearts and we act on it.
所以我们的信心是活泼的，有功效的。
Then our faith is lively and effective.
不是只是会听，会嘴巴讲给别人听而已。
And it's not just that you can listen or you say it for other people to hear.
而是真的我们自己在做的。
But that we are actually doing it.
所以其实我们今天在讲道的人要非常注意的。
So for us who are giving sermons, we have to be very careful.
我们一定要真的求圣灵帮助我们能够说得到做得到。
And so for us, we really have to pray for the Holy Spirit to help us do what we say.
我们道理不是讲给别人听。
Because the sermon is not just for other people to
hear. 而是道理是我们从圣灵的感动里面，我们领受之后跟大家分享，然后一起来追求。
And it's not just for other people to hear, but for ourselves, when we receive it through the Holy Spirit, that we continue to pursue it together.
而且我们一定在生活里面身体力行我们今天所领受这个道理。
And that we have to put into practice in our life what we have learned from this.
我们的生活会谨慎，我们的言语会小心。
Our life will be more alert and will be more careful with our words.
如果我们真的能够这样做，我们就会发现神引导我们的人生的每一步路。
And if we're able to do this, we'll see that in all the steps of our life.
我们会时常感谢。
We will constantly give thanks.
我们的嘴巴一定会讲感谢的话，不会是讲那些抱怨的话。
Our mouth will say words of thanksgiving instead of complaining.
我们看到的就是神很爱我。
we'll see that God really loves us.
神为我们预备这一切，我们要怎么来回报他呢？
And that God has prepared all of this for us. How can we repay him?
我们会感谢神的人。
We will thank him.
我们接下去一定会对人有爱心的。
If we are a person of thanksgiving, then we will have love towards others.
因为神看不见啊。
Because we cannot see God.
但是神的爱我们感受得到啊。
If we're able to experience the love of God.
他要怎么把这个爱回报给神？
How do we repay this love?
就是要把它做在弟兄姐妹身上，做在教会身上。
Meaning that we have to put this love into practice, towards our brothers and sisters and towards the church.
所以有感谢之后，很自然的之后，一定会生出爱心来。
And so for after Thanksgiving, very naturally, you will have a heart of love.
那当我们这样做的时候
，When we do this,
我们就是在荣耀神。
Then we are glorifying God.
荣耀神，这就是见证。
In glorifying God, this is a testimony.
在宣告，这位神是我的神。
And this is to show that this God is my God.
神的这些话是我生命的亮光，是我的引导。
The word of God is our light and our guide in our of our path.
我们不是空口说白话的人。
And we are not just saying empty words.
啊，所以第二三节最后他说，其实这个就是正路。
And so that is why at the very end of verse 23 it says, I will show this conduct as right.
这个就是正，这个就是应该要走的路了。
This is the way that we should go, and this is the way that God is pleased with.
真的是会心里面感谢神的救赎。
And so, truly from your heart, you will have thanksgiving for His salvation.
真的是会身体力行神的这些教导。
And then we will truly put into practice. The teachings of God.
我们真的会去荣耀，用我们的生命去荣耀神的。
We will truly use our life to glorify God.
他说，这就是正路。
Because he says, this is the right way.
这样的人，神说，我必使他得着我的救恩。
And this to him who orders his conduct, it says God will show the way of salvation.
愿主来带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
让他再来的时候。
So that when he comes again.
我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够欢喜地迎接他。
That all the brothers and sisters can joyfully receive him.
我们真的能够被他迎接进入他的荣耀里。
So that we can all be taken into his glory.
那一天是何等的荣耀呢？
And that it is a day of glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
521首。
521.
Jesus, I shall see, and I look upon His faith, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and lead me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, there will be. No more burden to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over day, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, there will be. What a day.When my Jesus I shall see, and my Lord by His faith, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, there will be.
请坐。
Please be seated.
而且来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
那我们特别为云林教会他明天要开始的布道会跟灵会祷告。
Let us pray for the spiritual convocation at Garden Grove Church that will begin tomorrow evening.
求神能够打开福音的门, 让在这个地区的弟兄, 这个朋友们能够听到福音的信息。
And that may God open the way of the gospel so that the people in this area and be able to hear the message.
弟兄姐妹彼此代祷,
Let us pray for one another so that God may add to our faith. Let us kneel down and pray together.